The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency and dear faithful, when our Lord told to his listeners all those centuries ago about the good shepherd who gives his life for his sheep, he knew that his listeners, if they had some troubles of understanding all the parables he spoke, they would certainly understand this speech which he was about to make, because few images were better known to the Jewish people than the image of a shepherd. Shepherd was a very common occupation in those times, and so many great heroes of the Jewish people, they had been shepherds. Moses was a shepherd, as well as King David, who looked after his father's sheep before he was elevated as the great dignity of a king. And in today's gospel, Jesus presents himself as a good shepherd, in contrast for those who work only for money and who don't really care about the sheep, but who see the sheep as just a way of making a living. Instead, Jesus is a good shepherd who really knows his sheep and who cares for his sheep so much that he is willing and ready to lay down his life for them. And we cannot be left untouched or cold when we read about this, when we read this gospel, because we, as Catholics, members of Christ's mystical body, we are the sheep and we are the lambs of our true good shepherd, Jesus Christ. And what does it mean of being a sheep in our Lord's flock? Usually in the English language, the adjective sheepish has kind of a negative meaning of being cowardly or something shameful. But the word sheepish also has another, more positive meaning, resembling sheep in meekness and in timidity. If we are like the sheep of our good shepherd, it means that we are humble, and it also means that we are timid, that is, that we are aware and we do beware the dangers which lurk us in the world which does not know our good shepherd. And we are not just the members of our Lord's sheepfold, but all of us are so for a specific purpose. We must, as our Lord has laid down his life for us, we must offer up our own life in the service of our good shepherd. Throughout the Old Testament times, a lamb was commonly used as a sin offering. Every Catholic is called to sacrifice his own will, being like a sheep, namely sheepish in humility, following Jesus, and in timidity of bewaring the dangers of the world. But so good and great is our good shepherd that he is not only the shepherd, he is also the perfect victim. Jesus is the Lamb of God. After the imperfect sacrifices of the Old Testament, our Lord is the perfect offering. He is the perfect victim, and he is both the offerer and the thing offered, namely the victim. And he established the new and perfect offering on Holy Thursday when he offered the first sacrifice of the Mass, which was the same sacrifice he would offer on the following day, Good Friday, when he shed his blood on the cross. But it was not one-time victim and sacrifice only, but it was meant to be repeated over and over again until the end of the world. If we are members of the sheepfold of our Good Shepherd, namely the Church, we must use all the services of the Good Shepherd. So Holy Eucharist and Penance were meant to be received over and over again by the sheepfold of Christ, because we so often fall into temptations and even sins over and over again, but our Good Shepherd is always ready there to defend us and to receive us back. Once we are the members of our Lord's sheepfold, the Church, we must also act in a way. Our Lord knows us, and it is our duty to know him as well if we want to remain in the sheepfold of our Lord. Our Lord has, on the other part of the Gospel, told us, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For me, without me, you can do nothing. This is a very great warning to us never to abandon our sheepfold, but always listen to the voice of our heavenly shepherd. And in order to use that great graces of our Master, we need to be in union with the sheepfold, most of all in receiving the Holy Eucharist. That's why Church is so insistent in telling us that everybody must make their Easter duty, so that at least once a year the sheep and the lambs of our Master would receive the graces necessary to remain in his flock. After his resurrection, it was our Lord's time to ascend gloriously into heaven, but our Good Shepherd would not leave us abandoned or alone. Instead, in order that this great sacrifice of the Lamb of God would always be available to the faithful, he, in establishing the sacrament of holy orders, gave us new good shepherds of our souls, namely our bishops and our priests. And nowadays it is truly the bishops and the priests who act as our good shepherds, who, when it is their duty to give us the sacraments, the channels of God's grace, but like a good shepherd also, if necessary, direct us back to the fold and even give us correction if necessary. In the consecration of a bishop, like the one consecration we just had in the consecration of Bishop Selway, there is a touching part where the consecrator gives to the new bishop a pastoral staff, clearly a great symbol of the role of a bishop as a shepherd of his flock. And the consecrator says, receive the staff of the pastoral office so that in the correction of vices you may be lovingly severe, giving judgment without wrath, softening the minds of your hearers whilst fostering virtues, not neglecting strictness of discipline through love of tranquility. What a beautiful image of a good shepherd whom we still have in the midst of us today. Because so many people in the world, they think that they are not in need of any kind of shepherd, not to mention a good shepherd. Ever since the many centuries, the people have been making revolutions where they wanted to create their own ideal society, which would not be any more in need of correction coming from a good shepherd. There's a very touching history about the Archbishop of Paris in Denis, named Denis Affre. He was the Archbishop of Paris during one of the many revolutions, and this happened in 1848. And that was again a year when the people rebelled and wanted to dethrone the king and did send him to exile. But they didn't want just to dethrone the king, they wanted to dethrone God as well. So after getting rid of the king, they wanted also to rid themselves of the shepherds of souls. So Archbishop Affre was horror-stricken by all the slaughter and bloodshed which happened during this revolution. And the slaughter went on for 3 whole days, but he, as a model of good shepherd, he resolved to try if it would be possible to reconcile, to bring peace to the fighting parties of politics. So the bishop dressed in his pontifical robes, and he carried a cross, and attended by 2 of his chaplains, and he went out to the place of Bastille. The people, knowing his danger, they fell on their knees and begged the good bishop to turn back. But he answered quietly, "It is my duty. A good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep." Bishop Affre was mortally wounded near the Bastille by a shot fired from a window, and the rebels, who were horror-stricken, carried him to a neighboring hospital, and there the bishop was told that he had only a few minutes to live. And then he said, "God be praised. May he accept my life as an expiation for my omissions during my episcopate and as an offering for this misguided people." Then repeating once more, "A good shepherd giveth his life for his flock," and he added, "And may my blood be the last that is shed." And with those words, he passed away to eternal life of a real and divine good shepherd. Dear faithful, when we think about the sacrifice and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, that was so cruel and sad a death, because there a good shepherd gave up his life for the sheep who were not worthy of him. But Jesus knows his sheep, and he calls all of us to know him as well, because it is the sheep who belong to him, because he has brought them, namely us, with his own precious blood. Doesn't this loving charity and compassion of Jesus, the good shepherd of our soul, doesn't it make us love him with all our hearts? And shouldn't it make us love him even above everything else in this world? So we should ask of ourselves that, have we truly loved our good and divine shepherd until now? He has remedied us in the sacrament of baptism and has fed us with so many graces through the sacrament of Holy Eucharist, and he has forgiven our sins so many times in the sacrament of penance. Have we truly repaid him, we should ask ourselves today. because remember what was said, that a sheep is a timid creature and must hide itself from danger. So have we kept ourselves away from danger which might lead us away from the flock? Have we made our Easter duty? Remember that we must be fed by our good shepherd to receive the graces necessary to follow him without condition and bravely throughout all of our lives. Have we raised our children to the Catholic faith? Remember that sacraments are no magic spells. Like a good shepherd corrects his sheep sometimes, also the parents need to correct their children if they seem to be wandering away from their faith, either through temptations or bad influence of the world. Have we faithfully attended Mass on all Sundays and holy days? Where we, as the sheep of our Lord, we must learn to know our shepherd, and that's why Church always calls and is so strict in about demanding us attend Mass at least on the Day of the Lord and on the holy days of obligation. Otherwise, we grow cold and we don't know our good shepherd anymore. And have we kept ourselves and our children away from all occasions of sin so that the sheepfold of God should remain holy and listening to the words of its master? If we examine our conscience and notice that we have been neglectful in being a member of our Lord's flock, we on this Sunday, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, should hear him, how he lovingly, he who knows us, calls us back to become his good and true sheep and lambs. Let us be sorry if we have been ungrateful, and let us always pledge to do the will of our Heavenly Father instead of our own. Because when our Lord was about to enter to his passion, he was afraid according to human will, so much so that he even prayed that, "My Father, if it be possible, let this chalice pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou." In the eve of his passion, our Lord became a sacrifice, not just the sacrifice of a lamb, but the sacrifice of his will. He, a true God, true shepherd, went out to meet his death so that we, the sheep, could have life everlasting. So comforted by an angel, he rose, and the good shepherd stepped into the olive garden to start his road to become the perfect sacrifice, and to, as a perfect sacrifice and as a perfect sheepfold, we have also been called until he comes as a judge and redeemer and calls us to his heavenly kingdom. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.